Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Storm is coming. Our storm. And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
Welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you November 22nd, 2020. Thanks so much for joining me here at RenegadeBroadcasting.com. As always, check out RenegadeTribune.com, where I put in a lot of time every single day, and we have some great contributors over there as well. And tonight, here on Renegade Broadcasting, the Solar Storm, I have a frequent guest, pretty much my only guest these days. And that would be Miss Sinead McCarthy.
What an honor. What an honor to be back in the garage.
Yeah. From Heathen Herbs fame.
Oh, yeah. Totally famous. Totally famous.
People like the products.
Uh-huh.
They're getting a lot of orders.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So thank you for everybody that's ordering. Someone already ordered a Yule box, along with a bunch of other stuff. Thank you to the individual in Australia who has been so supportive. He doesn't have to order things from me, you know, and have them shipped all the way to Australia. He could probably find those products there. Maybe not as good, but that's very kind to support us and to support the business.
From what I understand, in a lot of places in this world, it is actually pretty difficult to find the kinds of products that we make. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, unless you're like ordering from the internet, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even in, let's say, one of these countries, there isn't an online business for products like this. Remember how hard it was for you when you were looking for natural deodorants and things like
that?
Yeah,
that's why I ended up really making a lot of this stuff, because I was just sick of, you know, thinking I found something and then learning that that ingredient was probably not good either, and it was annoying and super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people pay about $14 for a stick of deodorant.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely crazy.
You have to pay a lot if you don't want to get poisoned.
Yeah, or take a lot of time.
It's the same thing with food, too.
Yeah.
To be honest. Even really expensive food, sometimes. You go out to a restaurant and you think you're getting this great cuisine, it's still getting delivered. From Sysco, yeah.
It was the same company that would provide our nasty school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like, you know, you get a whole production put on for you at these expensive restaurants where you think that it's such high quality, but it's not.
I always garbage. Thought that the Italian food, unless it was really good Italian food, was the biggest ripoff out there.
Yeah, it's like pasta.
For one meal, pasta, which is the cheapest to make for yourself. If you're looking for the cheapest dinner for yourself, crack open a jar of spaghetti sauce and toss in some noodles, and you've got the cheapest meal possible.
I mean, if it's like a homemade restaurant. Sauce, then I get it a little bit more. But they're going to charge you like $16 for a plate of spaghetti.
Still, that pasta that they're boiling up is not expensive for them.
It's not.
That is probably one of the biggest markups.
Now, if they're hand making the pasta, okay, maybe I would spend a little bit
but
more.
I really don't think most would do that.
But, you know, maybe some places have that kind of special treatment.
You know who's done that? You know who's special enough to have done that?
Hmm.
Sinead.
I know, I haven't done that in a while. It's fun. We have this this masticating juicer that we barely ever use. It was back when we were juicing more. Really when I was pregnant, because that was like the way that I got my prenatal vitamins. I
would just
juice spinach and carrots. And so you can put an attachment on it that will basically, it's like a pasta maker. So it has the pasta kind of come through this little opening. Makes like a fettuccine, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. You don't need eggs either to make a good pasta.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of fettuccine, one of the things that people like to put with fettuccine all the time is Alfredo. And yes, people, we will get to the pressing events of the day. But tonight, let me just talk about Alfredo sauce for a moment. Usually, it's not going to be good for you. A bunch of cheese, right?
It's like heavy cream and butter.
Is it cheese? No, I don't even know.
It's heavy cream.
You know what? Honestly, I never even ate Alfredo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now, we eat our own Alfredo, which involves, and you could look this up, we got it from some recipe site, but it involves cooking a head of cauliflower with some onions and some garlic, you know, put a little water or a little bit of vegetable broth in there, soften that all up, toss it in a food processor along with some stuff like nutritional yeast and a couple other seasonings, and it becomes this great Alfredo sauce.
It's like a creamy sauce. It's delicious.
And then if you've got a head of broccoli, too, I'll tell you what you do. You boil the pasta, and halfway through the boiling of the pasta, you know, 5 minutes or whatever, throw in some of those broccoli florets.
Yeah.
And then you've got broccoli, fettuccine Alfredo or whatever, and you're eating both of those cruciferous vegetables. And children will eat this, and they're eating broccoli and cauliflower as the main things of their dish.
And you only have to use one pot.
Yeah.
Less dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate dishes.
Yeah. You know, I wish I had one of those ones that they had at the college dining hall. Where
like the industrial.
You send it through, and it gets super hot.
Yes.
Just
that would be that would be awesome for the amount of dishes that we have just every day in our tiny little shallow sink.
It's not just making everything from scratch. It's also making all the heathen herbs products from scratch, too.
In a tiny kitchen. But I'm getting better at staying organized. I have to. Because we offer a lot of things on the site. And a lot of them have to be made to order because they're natural ingredients, so they're not going to, like, last on the shelf for a year. I mean, they'll last, but, you know, I want everything to be fresh.
So, guys, this is a live show here tonight. If you want to call in, we will accept a few calls.
Yep.
If any of Charlie's callers who call in all the time to his show want to call in here...
Oh, God, no.
No, let's bring them all on.
Please, no.
We'll have the whole show be callers.
Oh, God. No, thanks. Nope. I can't listen to that kind
of
stuff.
Some of them are probably not that bad.
Yeah, it's just the ones that are obviously trying to derail the topic. Mm-hmm. Like, so what are we talking about tonight? Like, what? This isn't like an NA meeting. Or like, we're not just all gathering to chat. Like, Charlie's doing a show.
You know my favorite thing that callers have done? And this happened a few times at least when I was on the air.
I know.
All right, what is it?
When they ask if you want to ask them any questions.
Yep.
Yes! I've had that happen, too. It was so weird. Like, one of the first radio shows I ever did, my co-host, like, her weird boyfriend called in.
Hive Mind 1984.
Yes. He called in, like, to support us, right? Because, you know, we, us two ladies couldn't have possibly done it without him calling in. And so he's like, so, do you guys want to ask me any questions? I don't even remember how I handled it. I think I just said, like, no, we actually don't. We would have probably asked you them already.
You know, so, you know who I think did that as well was Chris H.
Yeah.
He called in and
yes.
asked
So,
if...
does anybody have any questions for me? No, dude. No, this isn't like an ask me anything. Those are so narcissistic, too. Like, ask me anything, you guys, because you're all so interested in me. Do I like this or do I like that? So dumb.
Yeah.
People, those YouTubers are always doing that, too.
And honestly, as much as I appreciate interacting with some of the people out there, I'm kind of more of the don't ask me anything kind of guy.
Yeah, especially I hate when people are like, so who do you trust? I'm like, nobody. How many times have I had to explain this? So they're like, give me a list.
Who's a shill? Just give me the shill list.
I have. It's pretty obvious. But yeah, that's annoying. I really don't miss doing all the call-in stuff and having to like either dumb myself down or just entertain their stupidity for the sake of their ego.
Let me hold you by the hand and try to drag you along.
Yes, I can't. No, I can't.
But
do that.
Trump is totally different this time, guys.
It's the Trump shilling that people do when they call in that just blows my mind.
It's like, okay, like, I get it. Okay, I get everything you said. Okay, but Biden. And they've totally cheated him out this time. We gotta stop the steal.
And we gotta hit the streets to support our guy.
What I love is Nick Fuentes marching through the streets of Georgia. Now, of course, Alex Jones is there. They've combined their forces. But Nick Fuentes, with a bullhorn, shouting, America first, America first. For Trump. With his non-white people. You know, compatriots.
Yeah, which are obviously standing by him for like a photo.
Yeah, we're not racist. Yeah, we're civic nationalists.
America first.
America first, while they support someone who has put Israel first every single
More
step of the way.
More than any other president.
Israel first. Israel first. That's what they're chanting. Ridiculous, though. Ridiculous to see this.
Yeah, but he's our boy.
Oh, well, you go over the Daily Stormer. They've told you, England's told people not to get out in the streets to protest against this or that, you know.
But now...
Don't those, like, gun-toting militia guys, stay away from them. And they're actually... I'd agree to some extent with staying away from some of these, you know, armed protests where they're going to, you know,
storm the Michigan's Capitol. Yeah, but you better believe that if something happens, I will befriend these... people that know how to use guns.
Well, so he was all against that. All, you know, people going out and be open carrying to protest the lockdowns at the early stages. And now he totally is,
now it's fine.
Now he says it's all a hoax. At the beginning, he was telling people we need to be like China.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? And then all of a sudden it was like that had never happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's telling everybody to get out there in the streets for these protests with Alex Jones, with Nick Fuentes, for Trump.
They're like, we want Trump. Yeah. We want... It's so pathetic. Well, you know what's interesting? I'm seeing this now. So, like, Fuentes is the new butt boy that's leading the charge. He's totally BTFO'd Dickie Spencer, okay?
Really?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, Dickie Spencer is just an open lefty now. He voted for Biden. So, he's not our fag anymore. Nick is our fag. Cowboy Cammy is our fag. And he's more than a fag. He's a child predator. So I can only assume Nick Fuentes is doing the same.
Hail Trump. Hail our
people.
Hail victory.
Hail Pomod. Remember his Pomod?
Yeah, well, I think his role was over.
Exactly.
I think he basically had the little self-destruct button pressed.
Mm-hmm.
And
now Nick is like, oh, I'll take up the charge. Dickie Spencer is stupid. I'm going to call him out. Follow me. Even though they've... you know, basically been supporting the same agenda.
A mestizo Jewish midget is going to lead us to victory.
Just seeing his mannerisms as he tries to be tough with his bullhorn, it was just, it was pathetic. His little limp wrist.
You know,
he's pointing.
These people say they want to put America first, but I didn't see them out at the AIPAC protest. I didn't see anyone from the pro-white sector.
Nope.
Nobody wanted to go up besides just a few handful of people. But just think, all these nationalists want to put America first, and they don't go protest against the people
They probably don't even know what AIPAC is.
A lot of those guys, yeah.
They probably don't. They're just like, my constitution and blah, blah, blah.
No, it's my Trump.
Yeah.
That's what they care about. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about all the injustices.
It's just like a wrestling show, and they're cheering on for their guy.
And they make it seem like Trump is against the lockdowns, like Trump is against the vaccine mandates. And
the guy who said he was going to use the military to have us all vaccinated.
The guy who put Operation Warp Speed into effect. The guy who, yes, did pull funding, or actually hasn't pulled funding from the WHO yet.
Yeah.
That's set to take place in April 2021. So if he's not in office, then the U.S. doesn't even pull funding. But anyway, what he did was pulled it there and then injected over $1 billion into Gavi, which is Bill Gates' vaccine alliance. So also what happens by taking U.S. funding away from the WHO, because the United States was the number one funder, that then puts Bill Gates up there because he was number two as the number one funder. So he gets to basically call all the shots and you don't have any government bureaucracy in the way.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the, what do they call it? The public-private partnership now to deal with these crises.
Oh, it's such a partnership.
Yeah.
It's so nice. Just working together.
Don't you love corporatism?
Oh, it's so wonderful. It's fantastic. Yeah, it's just pathetic to see people, you know, being encouraged to get out there and, you know, stand up for Trump. Because this, you know, he's our guy.
And they're stealing it.
Yeah, they're stealing it.
It's injustice. Mm-hmm. They got the server. They got a server over there in Germany. This is the latest.
Oh, really? I haven't heard this.
Stuff, yeah, that shows the real results of the election.
Oh, wow, yeah. They're definitely setting Germany up to be something. Like, just how they allowed that, you know, that big demonstration with RFK and all those shills. Like, I don't know.
So
they want to give, like, a fake illusion of, like, a German awakening. There is a German awakening, but they want to funnel it into, like, never again Holocaust, but yay, still Germany. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because the German people won't actually have, like, a full awakening until they realize that they did nothing wrong.
Right.
That they have nothing to feel guilty over and that there was no Holocaust.
Okay, so you know how the voting machines were, a lot of the ones that supposedly were rigging the election were called, were part of the Dominion voting systems? Of course, we don't hear about Diebold anymore.
No.
Right? It probably is just a rebranding.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it enough. But what's really weird about this, and it was the Dominion server that was supposedly, you know, raided and by U.S. intelligence, wherever, and they secured the Dominion server in Germany. Well, Dominion, do you know what Dominion theology is?
No. Well, it makes me think of dominoes.
Well, Dominionism is something that is very relevant. Now, we have to understand when talking about this that Jews are behind all of this. But when you look at Handmaid's Tale, you look at Gilead Pharmaceuticals, right, and the Republic of Gilead and all that. This is very interesting with Dominionism and Dominion voting systems. Dominion theology, let me just read from the Wikipedia just for a sentence here. Dominion theology, also known as Dominionism, is a group of Christian political ideologies that seek to institute a nation governed by Christians based on their understandings of biblical law. Extensive rule and ways of achieving governing authority are varied. For example, dominion theology can include theonomy, but does not necessarily involve advocating Mosaic law as a basis of government. The label is applied primarily towards groups of Christians in the United States.
Makes me think of that, I forget, the politician woman who was in that cult. What position is she even?
Supreme Court.
Yeah, yeah, that lady. I forget her name.
Or
just all of, like, the Orthodox shilling, you know, the Orthodox Christian nationalism.
Oh, yeah.
Christian nationalism is just such an oxymoron. If Christianity is for everybody.
Well, Catholicism means universal.
Yes.
Catholic is universal.
So, I mean, it's just, it's mind-numbing.
Oh, yeah. It's Mike Pence who is really a big player in the Dominionist scene.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The fag.
Yeah, wow. Some articles out there about the fringe theology that could end religious freedom. Oh, yeah, they would not let us have any religious freedom. And you actually look at what the Daily Stormer promotes in terms of their version of extreme Christianity.
Yeah.
It's Dominionism as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't think, you know, us witches and pagans and heathens should even be allowed to exist.
Yep. And especially hate women.
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But they hate masculine men, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because oh, masculine men like
no,
women.
They don't like heterosexual, normal men. They like the uber masculine men.
Which is really just they view, like gay.
Specifically, like honestly, pederast.
Yeah.
In their view, the manliest thing you can do is to have a...
It's to rape a child.
Yeah. In their view, it's not... with the pederast, it's not like they're... it's like they're grooming them, okay?
Right.
Like, somebody's been promoting Hadrian, this old Roman emperor, because I guess he said some things or maybe did some things against the Jews. Okay. He was also a pederast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's been doing that? Someone trying to write articles?
Somebody commenting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, Hadrian was the best. Well, you know, basically under Hadrian, the Roman Empire reached the furthest it ever did into Britain. I'm pretty sure that was the case because Hadrian's Wall was the furthest extent of the Roman dominion into Britain. Mm. So basically beyond that wall was, the complete savages. Specifically, it was the Picts, I think.
The red-headed ones with the blue paint?
Yeah, they paint themselves blue, yeah.
Oh, those freaking heathens! They need to be civilized like the Catholic Church. Raping boys and murdering people. Worshipping a guy nailed to a cross. Such a weak symbol. Like, help me.
Well, let's talk about meekness really quick. We'll get to that video just a little bit. See what's up with that. But tame a horse.
Yeah, so what would that be called? Not domesticated.
Breaking.
Yeah, like breaking
where you break a horse.
Domesticated, is that the word?
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely an applicable term. Where
take the wild out of them.
Take the wild out of them. Make them useful. So you could harness them. Yeah, you could ride on them. So they're trying to say they didn't want you to be weak. They actually want you to be strong. Oh. And also it was for you would make a war horse meek. So they're saying, no, it's you're totally useful in battle, but it's just you're following orders.
Right. Like fascism.
So they're like, no, we don't promote weakness. Meekness just means that you're a great slave to the church.
I hate that.
But meekness, let's talk about the weakness of the Christians that we saw in that video just last night. Remember where it was a black preacher, some kind of priest, and also a white priest?
Oh, and that dindu comes in.
Some shirtless dindu comes in and is just...
slaps the priest across the face, and they're just standing there like...
doing nothing.
Maybe if I pray to God, this will stop.
He's a child of God. And really, if you had any pre-Christian European religion that was still prevalent today, what would happen? And I'm not counting the stupid paganisms that we have today. But what would happen is that person would be likely slammed through the table, would be hammered to death. I mean, this just would not be allowed.
That wouldn't be tolerated.
Tolerance. We need to push tolerance. I love tolerance, by the way, because what that implies is that you don't like it.
Right, but you have to
But put you'll up tolerate it.
Uh-huh.
It's not good for you.
No.
But you'll tolerate it.
You'll tolerate it.
Just be tolerant. No. No.
I'm intolerant. Sorry.
You bigot. All right. We've got somebody calling in here. Looks like their name's Daniel. Daniel, welcome. What's going on?
My name isn't Daniel, but...
All right. Well, that's what you're listed as here.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm just calling to...
Well, what's your name?
You guys for
What is your name?
Mason, by the way.
Is it Danielle?
Jason? You said Jason?
No, Mason.
Mason.
M-A-S-O-N.
All right. 33.
What's up, Masonic?
Widow's son. What's going on?
I'm one of the younger viewers. I'm 17, and I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for what you're doing. I know you don't get a lot of calls on your show, so I just called in to thank you guys for, and keep up what you're doing, because it's helping a lot of people. Exposing the truth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. It's good to hear young people are getting tuned in to what's going on. I just find it weird, though. Yeah. I've heard you call into Charlie's show where you constantly mention your age.
Yeah, nothing against you if you are 17, just us personally talking to a minor, without your parents knowing, it just makes me uncomfortable. I know you might just be trying to access the truth, but... just the fact that you put that out there, like, I'm 17, you know.
I'm not yet 18.
Right, like, I'm not legally an adult. I mean, you know, there's nothing illegal that you're doing or that we're doing, you know. I'm just letting you know that have to be very, very cautious because we've got a lot of crazy people always trying to paint us as bad.
Bring us down and shut it down.
I appreciate your call, but I think maybe we should... We should end it. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I apologize. I didn't know that was an issue. My apologies. my bad.
Well, of course, if Mason was listening to some communist propaganda,
that would be okay. But I would just hate for, I don't know, like if your parents were to find out or something that you're listening to this evil, evil, hateful show. You know.
I understand. I apologize. I didn't know I didn't know they would actually try to go that. I'm not surprised, but I didn't know they actually go that to that length of digging.
Oh well, yeah, we've been accused of corrupting youth and leading so many people astray with our hatefulness, leading people to suicide too.
Oh geez, yeah, I'm not surprised. I'll listen to the rest of the show. I apologize.
All right, take care, Mason.
All right, good night.
Thank you.
Yeah, so...
We just have to be, you know, like, I just don't need angry parents coming and trying to ruin my life or something, you know? Like, I don't know. If you're a minor still living with your parents, I don't necessarily want to have any conversations.
That's actually how I got some hellstorm done.
Remember? I know, it's unfortunate because I know there are just young people out there that are coming into this, but it's like, I'm sorry, I just have to be super paranoid.
He turned out weird.
Oh, that one?
Oscar Turner.
Yeah. He was such a brilliant mind, and then I don't know what happened. He went all alt-right, and then he was, like, tripping on acid or something.
Yeah, I think he contacted me when he was I took a bunch of acid. I just wanted to, you know, reconnect. And
he's like, I'm sorry. I was just like, I just can't.
Sorry for blowing up his spot, but he doesn't even use his real name anyway. But yeah, remember he did the whole psychedelic little Keck video with the Keck animations of the frog?
That was really weird. It was really, really weird. But, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine being 17 if that caller really is 17, like, and realizing what's going on, you know, kudos to you that you're smart enough to understand, what's going on, but it's just gotta be really, really hard to navigate, you know, like, what do I do? Should I go to college? Should I, like, get a job wearing a mask all day? I don't know. Gosh, there's so many wonderful choices.
If you can get a job wearing a mask all day, there, especially for young white people, there are so few opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
If you want any kind of decent pay, even if you go to college, you're still at the end of the line.
Yeah.
You could be the best qualified person for the job. You're not going to get it.
Right.
Because hiring now is completely incentivized for them to hire anybody who's not white. Mm-hmm. It's no longer, you know, based on merit. It's all completely race-based.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can't imagine. I can't imagine being a teenager right now.
Discrimination is wrong, except when we discriminate against all white
then
people.
Then that's called being progressive.
That's called being a great humanitarian.
Yeah.
Making sure white people can't make a living, right. Can't have a family, can't support themselves.
Yep. How nice.
Put on the mask, Goyim. Work at Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, they're making them wear them at school, like, all day.
Yeah.
So if this caller is in high school, I'm sure that they're, depending on where they are. I mean, even here in Florida, they can't technically, I guess, you know, fine you at the moment for not wearing one. However, at schools, they have their own policies. So they probably have their school rules. Like, well, we're going to write you up, and you're going to get detention and all that if you don't wear your mask. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take this break.
Okay.
Talk more about such things on the other side.
It's not easy singing sad songs. But still the easiest way I have to say so when you look into the sun, see all the things we haven't done. Was it better than to run and spend the summer crying? Now
Do you have a hard time pronouncing some of the ingredients in your personal care products? Do you even know what those chemicals are? You should. Everything you put onto your body ends up getting into your body, so you better be sure that you are using quality products every day. We know, it's often hard to find really good natural products, and when you find them, they're often very expensive. That's why we have Heathen Herbs. We have affordable herbal tinctures, tooth powder, deodorant, muscle salves, creams, beeswax, cling wrap, gift baskets, magnesium, iodine, throat spray, face spray, hair spray, cleaning spray, bug spray, linen and room spray, and so much more. We're coming out with new products all the time so that you can replace all the corporate crap.
Welcome back. It is the Solar Storm. Do you know what today's date is? What's the anniversary of? 11/22.
Give me a hint.
Speaking of Mason, 11/22. Add them together. 33.
Okay.
This was an important day.
Was it the London bombings?
No.
No, that was 7/7.
One of the London.
Okay, anyways, right, go on.
So, there was a famous person who was executed on the 33rd parallel at the top of a capstone, if you look at the road diagram.
Okay.
Famous person executed.
Cappy?
No.
Not Isaac Cappy.
No, he was the captain.
Captain.
He was an Irishman, the only basically Irish Catholic actually ever to hold
okay,
the office.
Okay, just tell me, I can't.
Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
He was capped on this day.
By the totally not the Mossad, according to RFK. It was just the CIA.
Yeah, actually, some of the JFK documents that were unleashed...
they were unleashed!
Unleashed
Release
upon the world.
Release the documents!
this was maybe, 3 years ago or so? They, a lot of them had to do with the Jewish conspiracy against mm-hmm. JFK. Or at least mm-hmm. a few of them made mention of it, that the Jews did not like JFK, Jewish mobsters. And, of course, that had to do with him not wanting Israel to have a nuclear program, investigating what was going on in Dimona, also wanting to issue notes that were not Federal Reserve notes anymore, but actual dollars.
Hmm.
So basically to take the power away from the Federal Reserve. There were a number of different things, reasons why the Jews didn't like him, and probably why they were able to do the sex scandal thing with Marilyn Monroe.
Did he even die?
That's a possibility. Okay, it's a possibility. They don't need for the person right. to die.
Think about what a traumatizing effect that had on the country. That was like 9/11. It happened on TV. Everybody saw it.
It was the death of King Arthur. You know, that was the King of Camelot.
Yeah.
And it really, really screwed up a lot of generations. And that kicked off a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, yes,
I mean, the whole disillusionment of the 60s, too. But JFK did make some interesting speeches. Of course, we know the one about against secret societies.
Mm-hmm.
But what was he also famous for saying about fear?
The only thing to fear is fear itself?
Yes.
It's true in a way. I mean,
that'll get you banned on Facebook today if you quote that.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, also, you know, he's quoted as saying that Hitler will basically rise from the bad press, essentially, that he receives in today's world and be seen as one of the most legendary figures. It's absolute butcherment of the quote.
Yeah, I didn't even know he said anything.
Oh, yeah,
of the
yeah.
Sword.
Well, he visited Germany, and his father was very much against the war. Senator Joe McCarthy, and JFK was in awe of Hitler, and because his journal got released, So you can see that he was just very fascinated with Hitler and likely saw what the Jews were doing. Now, it's something of a mixed bag with Kennedy, of course, with the Civil Rights Act and everything like that. But honestly, at that time of day...
I don't think he was some kind of, like, independent...
But not seeing the repercussions of basically what seemed like, you know, a humane thing to do.
Yeah.
I can understand how some people might have been gotten behind that. Yeah. Not realizing the whole communist Jewish agitation for basically giving blacks the whip hand in this country.
Yes.
And anybody who's not white. But I could understand how people would say this, you know, we shouldn't treat black people poorly.
Right.
They should have opportunities.
Right.
It'll be better off for them and it'll be better off for everybody because they'll get out of poverty and they'll stop being such criminals, blah, blah, blah. You can make an argument for such programs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the reality of the world today.
No.
That's for sure. We're supposed to fear everything now. We're supposed to fear each other. We're supposed to fear our grandparents, our grandchildren.
Fear your very breath.
Fear
people's, like, souls. Just their very existence.
Fear the white man, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of programs to uplift the blacks, there's actually... Very positive story here in that Joe Biden, as part of his team, has appointed somebody who is very much in favor of so-called reparations. Now, reparations is a complete misnomer because reparations would be, let's say I harmed you in some way. I destroyed your car.
Right.
Okay? In order to repair that, I would have to pay you money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only a living person who harmed another
who can make reparations. People alive today accountable for
intergenerational collective punishment is what we're seeing.
Well, and that's genocidal.
Yeah, and it's obvious. I mean, it's so ridiculous, especially when you consider so few white people benefited, had their ancestors benefit from slaves. So they're not inheriting this wealth from systemic racism.
What about the black slave owners?
Racism.
Are they going to have to pay reparations?
No,
I mean,
it's so
stupid.
So the person, as part of his... Treasury Department transition team is MRSA.
MRSA? It's like really staph infection?
MERHRSA. A staph infection.
Yeah,
infecting
MRSA.
The staff of Biden's... MRSA Baradarin. It's a UCLA professor who advocates for reparations as a way to correct white supremacy. So she's part of Biden's Treasury Department transition team.
It's awesome.
This is where we're going.
Yeah, I know.
We're already, white people are already having to pay so much money into
taxes,
welfare. Yeah, and just all the job opportunities, school opportunities we have to give up because we get sent to the back of the line. Yeah. Just ridiculous. And they already have passed some forms of form of reparations in different townships and everything. Where they're going to invest all of this money into the black community. Well, remember Trump's platinum plan?
Platinum plan. Either way, whoever gets in the end, you know, whether it be Trump or Biden, white genocide will continue to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just have a little different look on the outside.
You know how Pfizer has a great vaccine coming up? We don't have to be afraid anymore because Pfizer has a very successful...
Thank you, Pfizer.
...vaccine.
Those are the best.
There's a Jewish immigrant who leads Pfizer's vaccine charge.
I am so shocked about that, actually.
His name is Mikhail Dolsten.
Oh, wow. He looks like such a very honest man. He's like, I want to help you guys.
So he's saying that he hopes the U.S. stays a melting pot. This was covered in a lot of, Jewish publications. This is the JTA. They don't really tell us that Jews are going to inject us and hope that we stay a melting pot. But yeah, he, you know, came out and made all these comments about how he, you know, wants whites to continue becoming even more of a minority in this country.
Yay, thanks,
like the famous Joe Biden quote.
Yeah. And the last thing in that box.
There's another thing in that black box. You know, the black box that Jews put on their forehead and their arm? Yeah, that black box.
The last thing.
An unending stream of immigrants.
Of immigrants.
Non-stop.
Non-stop.
White people like me. We're going to be a minority.
From
2017. It was the date he gave was 2017. Yep. From then and on. And that's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
That's the source of our strength.
You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. I'm a Zionist.
That's the source of our strength. White people dying.
Yeah. And
That, yeah, he's not wrong. He didn't lie. He's being honest.
Source of their strength, yes.
He's being 100% honest right there. So, yep. Maybe what, people should actually listen.
I feel like white people are just... There's a spark in them that does not want to be... To have themselves be controlled, to have their soul crushed. Yeah. No, this isn't all white people, but just... We're talking about, you know, tendencies.
Well, it makes me think of those people in Buffalo.
Yeah.
That was good to see. That made me happy.
Business owners who are getting together in a CrossFit gym and...
Oh, it was a CrossFit gym?
Yeah,
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Discussing how to... Basically, what they were going to do to deal with Governor Cuomo's ridiculous orders. And they... The police got called, the sheriff's department got called on them, some health officials were there, because
some fat lady who's, I'm the health department.
You could only have, it's not as bad as Pennsylvania, where their health, chief health officer or whatever,
it's like
is that Jewish,
obese.
No, it's a Jewish tranny. Remember that one that looks like it eats children?
Gonna teach you how to be healthy.
Or the one from, was it Denmark or Belgium?
Yeah, it was like the chair for like diabetes Belgium. Or something.
No, that's
the health
minister.
Yeah.
That's like the chief officer in that country.
I was thinking of this one in England where they had a picture of this fat, like, health advisor lady on the snacks and cookies that was, like, brought to you by the Diabetes Foundation. Like, she was telling you how to be healthy, the fat lady on the cover.
Yeah, so, in Buffalo, the sheriff...
New York.
Yeah. Sheriff.
Upstate
an overweight, York, overweight sheriff, definitely one of them.
And the fat lady with the mask from the health department. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, well, I'm just looking out for everybody's health. No, you're not.
So they're
go away.
They're only supposed to be 10 or less people in any indoor space in New York. They all have to wear masks and they all have to be socially distanced.
Wait, unless you're a Hasidic Jew, you can have a wedding with how many people?
They had 7,000 people for this Orthodox
wedding.
And
where were the cops? Where was the health department?
They had no masks and they were crammed into this Jewish center.
Yeah.
It's just
people should be able to frickin' do that if they want to.
It's just crazy that they have... places where they're a minority in this country where they just regularly cram 7,000 people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
where,
frickin'
nuts. If white people, as an ethnic group...
No, that would be considered
as a race,
another Shoah.
We're going to organize like that just to celebrate, just do anything. You know, it'd be absolute Shoah. Mm-hmm. Shut it down now. What we're going through is not exactly just the Great Reset. It's also the Great Shut It Down. Because the Goyim know.
Oh, they do, and they know that the Goyim know.
Yeah, so think about this. Back, I was talking to you the other night about Bobby Fischer. I posted a documentary about him today. So Bobby, for a lot of the time that he was trying to get through to people, talk to people, was just this absolute pariah, a voice in the wilderness. And he still kind of was when he died. Because that was when, I forget what year he died in Iceland, but it was shortly after getting out of prison in Japan. On absolute trumped-up charges.
Dude, is it clear that he died, or was he possibly murdered?
Oh, he was
murdered?
Killed. Yeah,
okay,
I think
okay.
he was killed.
Okay.
I think he was probably poisoned or something. Because he was just such an adamant voice against the Jews, which is why they locked him up.
Wasn't he a Jew? So he could even say, like, look, I'm a Jew.
Well, he was...
I'm saying this.
He argued that he was not a Jew. I don't know... exactly on what basis he argued that. His mother said he was a Jew. And then some information came out that, oh, his actual father was also a Jew, because he didn't even know who his real father was.
At the end of the day, who cares? Like, the guy said the truth.
He was a genius. He saw the game being played on the grand chessboard, and that's why he was persecuted. And the documentary makes it out like he's just such a paranoid schizophrenic to think that the Mossad was after him, or that the Soviet Union would be.
Just like they did with John Nash.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make him look cool.
He might have actually been, but what's funny is he's working with the government, working with intelligence, and then, in the movie, right, he thought that he was going someplace where he got a microchip, and he had to use his microchip to gain access. There was nothing there. They went and investigated, and nothing was there. It was all cleared out. I mean, it was all empty, and nothing was ever there. Oh, really? This brilliant guy who's able to see lots of patterns. You make it seem like he's absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
And that he just imagined all that secret spy stuff he was doing.
But it's like, what comes first? The insanity and paranoia, or like them fucking with that person? And then they become paranoid, like, oh my god, I've got all these people conspiring against me.
All the gang stalking and everything.
Gang stalking, they have unlimited power. Yeah, I mean, it's like it induces that in a person, unfortunately. Well,
they were trying to say how paranoid and wrong he was and everything like this. And then he goes and plays a chess game in Yugoslavia, and then the U.S. says, you can't ever come back to this country or it's even be arrested. We'll take all your assets.
Well, they seized all of his assets in the United States, right?
Right, and they were able to make all these movies and make all the money off these movies
off
using
his name.
Yeah. They were able to make a bunch of money off his books and everything. Yep. He has the number one selling chess book ever. Bobby Fischer teaches chess. So he was an absolute genius, and when he was alive, he wasn't able to get through to enough people. He wasn't given the platform, and he was also a recluse and did seem like he was kind of crazy in the later years, but that's because people weren't ready for it.
You'd be crazy, too.
Right, of course. If you were the smartest guy...
We'd all be crazy if you were in that situation.
Oh, yeah. And you knew the score.
And who's crazy? Is it the situation or the person? Is it the immense stress and all the crap that that person is experiencing? Or are they just so messed up and crazy out of nowhere?
So, Bobby did not live to see the checkmate. I wonder if he saw the moves, going ahead. I wonder if he foresaw basically a large-scale internet uprising against the Jew.
Yeah.
You know, because he was able to see very far ahead in these chess matches, and the possibilities become the branches, one move and then so many other moves can happen after that. It's just insane when you try to really grasp all the possibilities.
And they know that that's happening. I mean, they have their game theory and their thinking
and they're trying to get to the end game too.
So they're trying to, they know that a lot of the outcomes are everybody, realizing this, and that's, the majority of the world.
So that's why they're trying to rush their end game.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
They're going hard.
I think
metal to the metal.
I think that's when they make their blunder, though.
Yes.
Is because they're rushing to the end game so much because they've been put in check, and they didn't expect to be put in check. They did not think that so many people would get this, and not only that they would understand the information, but that they would be willing to risk their lives.
Yeah.
Their,
well, because there's no other life.
Well, exactly.
You have to
their
make
reputation,
a life.
You
don't have one.
You put our backs against the wall. You tried to put muzzles on us. Yep. We are a
literal muzzles.
We are a cornered animal, and you're trying to throw a muzzle on us. Yep. You don't think we're going to bark
we're
and bite?
Bite. Absolutely. Yeah. And it hasn't even begun.
We realize that there's no chance unless we win.
Yep.
We realize where you're trying to bring this world.
That's
with
a
great reset,
on their part,
with the whole cyborg agenda, with all this BS. And we can see through the different people who are put out there to be the goyim faces that we're supposed to get all concerned with and never look at the Jew behind it, like Bill Gates. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And George Soros.
And, well, he himself is a Jew.
Right.
And you're not even allowed to criticize George Soros. Isn't this incredible? When mainstream people, I forget who the latest one was.
I think people still.
Maybe it was, no, it was like Newt Gingrich, I think, who was on Fox. He was on Fox News.
Yeah, but that's probably just to make Newt look all edgy.
Well, maybe. But what I'm saying is the general narrative is that if you criticize George Soros, even conservative news outlets like Fox News will say that you're being anti-Semitic and that you need to shut
it
down.
That's interesting, I didn't know that.
You know, that this is, it's a conspiracy theory.
I just think
leave George
on
alone.
George too much.
Of course, of course.
And especially when they focus on him, they never talk about how he bailed out Donald Trump.
He was a Nazi collaborator.
Yeah, it's always
listen
that.
To Alex Jones. Yep. He collaborated with the Nazis. He's
Hitler.
He's probably his under commando, burning the bodies.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't talk about Sheldon Adelson. No. Think about this. America First wants to put Sheldon Adelson's boy back in office.
Yeah.
Sheldon Adelson was quoted, there's a video of this, saying that he feels ashamed that he wore an American uniform because he should have worn an Israeli one, and he's glad that his son got to. Pretty sure his wife was in the IDF, too. Miriam?
Probably.
I think so. This is the guy who buys all of the right wing.
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon Adelson.
Yeah, but we got to hit the streets, though, for our boys.
What I love.
Sheldy.
This is just so perfect, the way that they have it, where on the right, you've got Sheldon Adelson funneling all this money, funding everything.
Mm-hmm.
On the left, you've got Haim Saban. You know Haim?
Yeah.
Okay. He is this left-wing financier. I mean, this guy is a media mogul, puts on the Friends for Israel Hollywood thing that they do all the time to raise money.
Yep.
Oh, the poor Jews, the Israeli military.
We need
military,
more money.
The American taxpayer hasn't spent enough on them.
No,
so
we need more.
Hollywood moguls, let's get together for some fundraising.
That's crazy.
So Haim Saban, is the guy funding all the left. Sheldon and Haim have come together on numerous occasions to basically express their love of Israel, and they're buddy-buddy. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think they've come together as recently, because it just shows that they, behind the curtain, it's the Jew, it's the international Jew pulling the strings. Yep. And I just love, I love the title, by the way, of that Bobby Fischer documentary. Bobby Fischer Against the World.
Yeah.
Bobby Fischer against world Jewry.
Yeah.
And it was really more like world Jewry against Bobby Fischer.
Yeah.
Because one man.
He noticed.
Yeah.
Stop noticing. Stop noticing things, Bobby. We're going to make your life a living hell because you notice what's going on in front of your face. They really are good at sleight of hand. They, like, do this stuff right in front of you, but they're like, look over here. Look over here. No, don't pay attention to this. You're getting screwed over, but look at this.
Oh, crazy Bobby thought he was getting attacked with radiation. Now it's all mainstream that this has been going on for years. Yeah. Both the Soviet Union and the CIA looking into all of this. He said that when he was imprisoned in Japan, that they had this kind of light that no matter how many pillows or blankets or how much, however hard you closed your eyes, you would never be able to escape the light.
Yeah, it was like
radiation that would penetrate through to your eyeballs. Yeah. I believe him.
Yeah.
And I think he's absolutely telling the truth.
Yep.
Of course they have these torture techniques.
Yep.
But Japan's based, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Honorary Aryans, by the way.
You know what caused him to be locked up in Japan? George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
After 9/11, actually on the day of 9/11,
such a priority for the United States, Bobby Fischer.
So on the day of 9/11, Bobby, I think, was talking to some radio show in the Philippines. These two guys that he had probably spoken to before, I think, and they were asking what he thought about this, and not having looked into it at all. His immediate reaction, because he hated the freaking United States who stole all of his money and was a servant of world Germany, was, good. I hope they get their freaking teeth kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the U.S. gets its freaking teeth kicked in. So because of this, W wanted to make a statement and had the Japanese arrest Bobby when he was visiting the country on supposed immigration violations, which were not immigration violations whatsoever. It's come out. Absolute bogus charges. So they just, they just arrested him, threw him in a prison cell. And finally, because there was no actual violation, he did not break the law, they were willing to release him if anybody was to bring him into their country, allow him citizenship, or, allow him to stay there. And it was Iceland, where he had played his famous match against Spassky, that let him in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said some interesting things about the Jews. Now, of course, I don't agree with him on everything. He was himself a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
A Jew, apparently of Jewish
blood. That probably,
blood.
If you're a Jew, that probably helps with your identity. To be like, look, I'm not like them, even though genetically they might be. They can be like, look, I believe in
And it would seem, okay, so your basis, let's say, I don't think he was brought up as a Jew, but let's say your blood is related to the Torah and the Old Testament, that kind of God. You probably see this Gentile version of Christianity.
Yeah, like
think,
it was loving.
This is great compared to this disgusting Jewishness.
The one that was more obviously a psychopath. Yeah. Jesus is like toned down psychopath. Like psychopath on Zoloft.
Yeah.
He's able to kind of hide it.
Mm-hmm. But he did make an interesting comment one time that the Jew really does look like the and act like the stereotypical devil.
Well, yeah. Or like gremlin. All these, all these creatures that...
Remember all the animals I went through on that one show that the Jew can be compared to and has been compared to, including even the shark?
I saw one today. I forget what it was called. It was this parasite that crawls into the mouth of fish, and it eats the fish's, like, tongue, and then burrows in its mouth, and the fish had its mouth open, and it literally was, like, this little thing. It looked like it was rubbing its hands together, like... lodged in its mouth.
There's a certain kind of ant parasite.
That goes in their brain, right?
That uses the ant's antennae, waves the antennae around like an old school TV to somehow mind control the whole crew.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening to us.
The fly rubbing its hand, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. It's always on a pile of
feces. Excrement. They love feces. Oh, yeah. I went through all them. The shark, actually.
Yeah,
they named the shark a Jewish name. I forget. Steven Spielberg did it. And he did it, the movie, almost explicitly, and this has been admitted, as an allegory for the Jew. And
it starts because it was like in a white neighborhood.
Yeah,
the
invading
beach.
The white, serene town, which
would looked
be
like
Cape
the
Cod.
Cave.
Yeah, yeah, that was based, it was based on Woods Hole. Mm-hmm.
And that's where you grew up, for well, people that don't Woods know. Hole,
but yeah,
well, right you lived there for
I worked there too. Yeah. So the Jewish character, the scientist, played by Dreyfus, you know, Richard Dreyfus, yeah. Jewy, what's that?
Jewy Louis
Dreyfus, her father, that guy. Yeah, from Seinfeld fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have worked for HUI, Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute.
Oh, okay.
And the guy who played the ship's captain of, I think it was the Orca 2. I've been watching in a while. We got a cat scratching on the garage
what
door.
The heck?
That's a cat rubbing its paws against the
garage
door.
That's ridiculous.
You know, Jews don't get compared to cats, by the way.
No, because cats are awesome.
But the guy who played the captain, the grizzled old seaman out there on the ship, didn't like the Dreyfus character in the movie, but the actual actor was supposedly an anti-Semite.
Really?
Which you still could kind of be at the time, you know, and still get some work.
I can't even imagine.
This guy just absolutely tortured and hated Dreyfus. He just thought he was a despicable Jew.
Well, I mean, look at him.
It's interesting.
It reminds me of like a Gilbert Gottfried phenotype.
It's interesting just seeing all the famous people throughout history who came to the same conclusion. You know, Henry Ford before he sold out.
Even like Wiley the Rapper in the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to be a frickin' genius to see what's going on here. It just takes a little bit of balls.
Lindbergh.
To come forward and say it.
You know what they did with Charles Lindbergh?
No.
I think they kidnapped and murdered his child. He was actually the first America first. He was the guy who did the nonstop flight over the Atlantic.
Oh, okay.
He was the aviator, very famous guy. I'm pretty sure he's the one who had the America first. Yeah. So this is what Nick Fuentes is copying, is screwing up completely. He was against the World War II. And Charles Lindbergh, his child was definitely kidnapped. I don't know if it was murdered as well.
That's horrible.
And it was because of this. His 20-month-old son.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Because of this. It was obviously the Jewish criminals who needed to stop him and shut him up.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
But
imagine how many people didn't know back then when he was alive. Imagine how many people know now. Like, it's on TikTok, jokes about the Jews and how the Jews run everything.
Yeah.
But back in his day, you know, how do you even get that word out? Like, it takes a long time for that to trickle down through the conversations, through the letters. But now we can share information so quickly and all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the goyim know.
There have been waves of it, but they've been able to stifle it, especially with the Holocaust, to basically get people to fear saying anything.
That's like their number one thing to protect, honestly, because that's their answer to any criticism is, well, the Holocaust, so the Holocaust.
And, if you want to criticize the COVID lockdowns, you better bring up the Holocaust. Yep. It's like another Holocaust.
Yep.
That's the way you should criticize it. Say that people who are doing it are Nazis. Yep.
The left talks about the right being Nazis because they don't want a lockdown. Right? And then the right calls the left Nazis for locking down. Either way, they're just Nazis. Gotta blame the
and
Nazis.
By the way, people on the right, a bunch of Republican governors and everything, have locked down hardcore.
Absolutely. Even though we're not right now, I'm sure that's not the end of it.
And they have no authority to do so.
No.
Do governors write laws?
No.
How can you be doing something illegal if you're disobeying a governor's mandate? There's no law.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the wrong. And that's why I think the people in Buffalo were given the boot. The sheriff and the health department, they're just chased off, essentially.
Get out.
So
that was so awesome.
They were on private property.
They're like, with a warrant.
Those guys were trespassing. The health official, the sheriff's department, they were trespassing. Yep.
Did they allow themselves into the place? Did they, break the doors?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But you saw that one in Germany, right, of that scientist?
Yeah,
who was arrested.
And he had, like, the Trump Simpsons pictures in the background. Did you see that on his projector?
Yeah.
Now, he was just arrested for saying this
Going against the narrative, essentially.
Does anybody know, like, if he's still...
Probably.
In prison?
They arrest anybody. Because they're under Jewish rule, and they have been since 1945.
Yeah, but you can gather with RFK and be fine. Hey, that's fine. But this guy gets arrested.
By the way, Thanksgiving's come up. Perfect time right now during the Thanksgiving break to thank the Jews for everything they've done for us.
Start writing your list of things that you're thankful for.
Yes. All right.
The Jews have done for us.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for coming out to the garage.
Check out heathenherbs.com for your Yule presents. We got some cool stuff.
We'll be having some sales soon, too.
Yeah.
Maybe a White Friday sale.
Yeah, we're going to do a White Friday.
Check it out. But you can order now as well.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Here is Rabbi Steve Gutow, who was president and CEO of the Jewish Council for Public Affairs.
There are two issues at the top of our agenda at the very moment. One is the unbelievably important immigration debate in this country, to make sure that immigrants from around the world, particularly those from south of our border, have a chance here.
And here's an interview with Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Essentially, what you're saying is that in this boat, you're together with both Muslims
yes.
and people of other denominations.
And we see ourselves together, fighting together with our Muslim brothers.
Thanks, Jews.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace, because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyrics to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.